Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's a great morning, in fact. It's Maximum Radio Network. You're dialed in to our network, and you've established a connection to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Good morning to you, and welcome. Thank you for joining us. We're here today to stand. And today's Thursday, today's Thursday, December 5th. Pardon me for the error. And it's the year of our Lord, 2013. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. And I'm feeling great, not just because of a feeling, but because of what God has done. He's awakened me today, and that's what he's done for you. And thank you for being up and on time and present with us for prayer. This is a prayer program dedicated to interceding for the fulfillment of God's purposes concerning the nations and the earth. Now, if this seems large to you, it is, because we've been redeemed and we've been called out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son, which is the kingdom of light. So we've been translated. Not simply being transformed, but it all began with being translated. In other words, being moved supernaturally from the kingdom of darkness by the grace of God, by the mercies of God, by the power of his blood. And we've been placed in the kingdom of his dear Son, who is the King, the Monarch, the reigning Lord over his kingdom, and we are part of that. We're citizens. Isn't that wonderful? That really deserves an amen. Once again, welcome and thank you for joining us today. Well, our theme today is something that is dear to my heart, is becoming more and more dear, you know, and I trust with you it's the same. But the theme today is total combat. Total combat. Where did we get that? Well, we got that from what the scripture, as written by Paul the Apostle, talks about. And it's telling us in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. Very important passage of scripture. And it tells us, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. No, I just read that passage in the Amplified Version so that we can get the scope and get clarity and depth on what Paul is trying to convey to the church, to you and I, even in this day. Now, it says we are not wrestling. It's a, in other words, we are wrestling, but it's he's trying to bring clarity to what is it that we are wrestling against. And wrestling is total combat. And as believers, oftentimes the teachings that we've been exposed to does not allow us to have a taste for combat or relish the thought, because we've been taught, well, love, 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 and that's all there is. Well, love is there. Love is the one that started the whole thing. Love comes from our Father, the Creator. He loves us so that he had compassion and mercy on us enough to rescue us from being victims and put us in a place where we become overcomers and conquerors. Isn't that wonderful? So I thank God for today, for this brand new day. I thank God for you that we are of one mind to resist, to engage in total combat. And what are we wrestling against? We're wrestling against demonic powers, evil spirits, designated as principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness, against the forces of wickedness. So today, one of the prayer targets that we have is against the principalities, against the powers, against spiritual wickedness. And you can see and sense its rising, its growing presence around us, in our community, in our cities, in our nations, and in the earth. Not because there's a wind that those forces will acquire. It's because they know their time is short. Their time is short, because God has rule. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12 tells us that there are thrones and dominions, then principalities. So the thrones includes God's thrones, include the throne he is sitting on, include the throne that his son, Jesus Christ, is sitting on. And lo and behold, the throne that we are, meaning the body of Christ, are seated on by Christ Jesus. Now that may be new to some of you, but God has been leading you and I to take our seat on the throne. We're seated in heavenly places, according to Paul, by Christ Jesus. So we're in a position of dominance, not defeat. Well, welcome to you. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Glad you're up. I don't know about you. I'm awesomely favored, divinely powered. And on top of that, I'm blessed. Do you have a prayer request today? Let's go to the throne of grace, the great privilege and access that we have. Let's take it on. Let's step into it. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, now is a good time to voice that. Make it known. We live in an asking universe. If there's no question, no answer is needed. If there's no request, no answer is needed. But we are here to make requests on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of others. So God bless you today. You're on Global Time with Jesus Christ, a prayer program stirring the atmosphere for the cause of Christ. Do I hear a praise report or a prayer request? What has God done in placing a request on your heart on this day that you may give voice and breath to it so that the kingdom of God can respond today? Ask. That is the key to ask. All right, while you're contemplating whether or not to do so, we're going to move into prayer. And we are going to pray today concerning breaking bondages. We're told that God has the ability to break bondages. And if you would embrace what God is doing in this moment, not yesterday, not tomorrow, this moment, the anointing, God's anointing will break and destroy all yokes of bondage, all yokes. And we are in combat. And in combat, we must take on the whole armor of God. Again, collectively, the whole book of Ephesians was not written to a person. It was written to the church, the body. And you'll see Paul says you, he used the term you, and it's you plural, not you singular. He says, take on the whole armor. So it's talking about us corporately. Let's take on the whole armor. But we must address the possibility of any bondages that may be linked to ourselves. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let's humble ourselves before His mighty throne. Let's bow our hearts. Let's cast our crowns at His feet. Father, we thank You on this Thursday morning for this privilege that we have to come before You by appointment, by Your invitation, with confidence, with boldness. You've done all of that for us. When we could not help ourselves, You were orchestrating and clearing the way through Jesus Christ for us to be able to stand boldly in Your presence. And we thank You today. We thank You for that. And we come and we ask You to forgive us for our unfitness because of sin. Forgive us and go on to cleanse us, make us clean, whole from all unrighteousness. So we thank You today that we are in Your presence. He says where two or three are gathered in Your name. You said You are in the midst to bless. We command the blessing on this Thursday morning. And we ask You now to cause Your anointings to break and destroy any yokes or bondages, along with their works, their roots, their fruits, their tentacles and links. And we call on You through the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we stand against deception. desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, dissensions and confusions, divisions, divinations, doubt, egoism, envy, any false burdens. Remove them from us. Remove fantasy lusts, fears, fornication, fretting, giving offense, gossip, greed, guilt, hard-heartedness, heaviness, hate, haughtiness, hypocrisy, idolatry, impatience, indifference, intimidation, intolerance, jealousy, irritation, being judgmental, forgiveness, I'm sorry, lasciviousness, spirits of legalism. Father, all of these are wicked and do not belong with us or in us or around us. We're asking you to stir the atmosphere today so that your anointing breaks and destroys all of the yoke. Each yoke, we come against and stand against and wrestle against every demonic structure that is present around us and in our atmosphere through the power of the blood of Jesus. And the Lord is saying to someone out there who is listening, not only listen to this prayer, but embrace it. Embrace it so that you're loosed from whatever, loosed from depression, from oppression, from witchcraft, from frustrations, from addictions, from dependence, from murmuring, from complaining, all unrighteousness. Following the ways of man. So we ask you, Lord, to give us deliverance and freedom from all these bondages in the name of Christ Jesus, according to John 16 and 23. We stand on your word. We stand on your promises, even today. Cleanse the atmosphere over and around us so that we are able to properly glorify you on this day. This is the opportunity that you've given to us, and we are entering into it consciously, intentionally, purposely. Cleanse our atmosphere so that we are able to sense and smell anything that is unclean. We're able to discern and pick it up in the name of Jesus. Even now, we'll be able to detect readily the stench of the enemy. We'll be able to see the movements of the enemy, discern, hallelujah, and know, so we would know when to stand, how to stand, and what to stand against, specifically on this day. You're teaching us how to wrestle. Help us so that we are in touch with reality and we're not deceived or deluded about this combat, this warfare in which we find ourselves. Because the enemy comes, but as Jesus said, he comes, but he's found nothing in thee. Father, we don't want the enemy to find anything in us that gives ground or gives cause or allows for accusation, because the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. So we thank you today for the liberty that you cause us to enter into, a liberty of freedom. Freedom to wrestle victoriously in Jesus' name. And we overcome by the word of our testimony and by the blood. Loving ourselves, our lives, not unto death. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Someone in our listening range just received deliverance. Just received deliverance. Something they've been waiting on for a long time. And God has raised up our gathering today to bridge the gap between what is and what should be, and what should be has just came to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for agreeing and joining in prayer with us. We're still open to your praise report. And when we say praise report, we're specifically speaking about something, particularly if we something that we prayed about here on this broadcast, something that we interceded about, and there's a report of victory, of continued victory, based on our requests that we have made. That will encourage us for sure. And secondly, we want to know that before this program is over, that you had the opportunity to voice a prayer request. It would be difficult for me to imagine that we wouldn't have one based on our own need, or the need of someone else, or the need of our community, the need of our nation, the need of our world. That is why God has provided life for you and I, so that we would function just in that way. We would stand in the gap, because we are wrestling. Wrestling is total combat. So, what are we fighting for? Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Praise the Lord. I thank God this morning for life. And I have two prayer requests. One,
welcome.
Thank God for giving me the job that I have. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it was His direction and leading that brought me to this job and to be here for this present time. But I'm just asking for prayer for harmony and peace between myself and my co-worker, and also
yes,
for God's favor in a certain situation that I have upcoming with my employers. I don't know if it's a case of misunderstanding, but I'm just asking for God's favor
Yes.
My second prayer request is for everyone who is in, I guess, in the nations where we have the season of winter, and it's coming up to the time where everybody might be, a lot of people, I should say, might be having colds and flus and, you know, sinus problems and all this. So we just pray for their health and the clearing of all sinus issues, so that it might prevent some people from being able to go to work. Sometimes it is so bad they're not able to breathe, and, you know, the sinuses are clogged up. So if you could just pray for their health of everyone during this season of this winter.
Thank you for your prayer request. And we're going to stand collectively, because we have the authority and the power to do so, against the spirits of confusion, of division. We're going to welcome the spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. We're going to do that on behalf of ourselves and everyone that's in our orbit, in our atmosphere. And you'll hear me use the term atmosphere quite a bit, because there's an atmosphere. There's a visible atmosphere and an invisible atmosphere. Sometimes we miss the invisible part because we can't perceive it with our natural five senses. But there's a spiritual set of senses that God has given us based on His Word. And the first one is faith, to trust and understand exactly what His Word said. Read Colossians chapter 1. And you will see how the apostle explains the supernatural realm of the invisible. We must catch that. Yes, Jesus Christ is the firstborn. He wasn't created. He wasn't made. He was born. That's a whole nother lesson there. And he's not born in the sense that you and I were born, but he's the first, and he's the ruler over this supernatural realm, beginning with thrones, dominions, then under that there are principalities and powers and spiritual rulers. So we're going to pray for unity among the people as you designated in your prayer request. And we are also going to believe God for meeting the needs of all of those that are going through the winter with us, for health and strength and protection for health. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can speak against the spirit or spirits of confusion, of division. We speak to the atmosphere to which our sister is pointing. And we ask you to, by the Spirit of God, to stir that atmosphere so that it works and supports your good, her good, and your purposes and your glory. That atmosphere begins to praise you by being representative of your power, of your lordship, of your rulership, that you rule and do overrule. So we pray that you would touch hearts, so that hearts would surrender. Hearts would be malleable, shapeable, to conform to righteousness, kingdom righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Anyone listening out there that is on their way to work or work in an environment where there's confusion and crisis, believe God with us right now for Him taking control of that atmosphere so that when you arrive there today or wherever, you sense change. You sense newness, because the clouds and hordes of spirits that seek to control the atmosphere, that lurk and wait, spiritual wickedness in high places, wicked spirits, that they are moved, and the clarity of heaven comes into the atmosphere, the purity, the air becomes clean in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for the victory. And Father, we pray for those, and I'm thinking of those that are even homeless, exposed to the weather, the cold, don't have the warmth that we take for granted, so that their bodies are exposed to all manner of sicknesses and diseases because they're unable to care for themselves in a way that we do without thinking. So we thank you for what we have, but we also are interceding on behalf of those that do not have what we have. They don't have the ability to care for themselves and to protect themselves from the elements like we do. So right now, God, we ask you to help them. Help them. You are their help. You are their provider. And Father, there are some that are calling on you right now, wanting to know when their situation will end, when they would receive basic human comfort that we all need and require. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we claim that for them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, because you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are the provider, the only wise God. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. The earth and its fullness belong to you and you alone. So you are the source. So that's why we come to you on behalf of those that are suffering the discomforts produced by the weather, by this season. And it's an opportunity for them to enter in to your warmth, love, grace, and mercy. So we thank you right now. Those that are held up in the transportation terminals trying to get warmth, those that are in abandoned houses trying to get comfort, those that are just walking the streets, even now, in the name of Jesus, on their behalf we plead for their rescue, in Jesus' name. And thank you for the rescue facilities that are available in our communities and our cities. Father, whatever their need is today so that they can minister to these individuals effectively, all their needs are met by Christ Jesus today. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we praise you. We praise you and thank you for answering prayer. Thank you, Lord, for placing that prayer request in our hearts. Because we know your hearts go out. Your heart goes out to those that are suffering right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, we thank God for hearing our prayers, and we thank God for healing that is in the air today. If you're experiencing sickness, it is our prayer today that the spirit of infirmity would leave, and we command that spirit to leave in the name of Jesus, to flee in the name of Jesus. Be delivered in Jesus' name. In the name of the conquering Christ, we stand against every spirit of infirmity.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank God for healing. We thank God for deliverance. It's in Him that we have our confidence. In Jesus' name, the blood prevails. We know of several that have been ill. But now, on their behalf, we stand in the gap, rebuking the spirits of infirmity so that there's wholeness. So we thank you, Lord, for the deliverance that you've been bringing into our atmosphere so that we are being made whole, well, healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus.
And amen. Praise
amen.
God. We praise God today. This is Thursday, and it's November 5th. I'm sorry, December 5th. Why am I stuck on November? God is awesome.
Thank you, God.
And I thank you for joining us on today. We couldn't do this without you, you know. You are that important. We thank you. And trust God. He is our confidence.
Yes.
Yes, he's our confidence.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So I want to leave you with a blessing and a benediction. And here is the one that God has chosen for today. Let's take it from Romans chapter 15, verse 5 and 6. It says, now the God of patience and of consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Neighbor, I'm feeling that. We are like-minded. That's why we're all together on this broadcast today. We're like-minded. It's God's plan, God's purpose. God ordained and created this situation so that we can glorify Him. So in our region, right now it's raining. And I see not just water, I see blessings. Amen. So you have a blessed day today. A blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
A blessed day.
God bless you.
God bless all of you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah.
God bless everyone.
Thank you.